And there's been some controversy that has come out since the release. So first off, it has been unearthed that Kevin Smith may or may not have lied. Hello, Nerdy Legion. I'm playing Beat the Clock, so we really have to rush. Thank you for listening. Comic Talk today is the podcast. Comic Talk Headlines is the show. I am Dustin. This is all of the news that is worth talking about. The audio, I love you. We're just rolling right through this. Shout out to the guys over at Brightside because, you know, well, you'll find out here in just a second. Okay, so TV streaming is really mostly follow-ups and corrections. I have a bunch of follow-ups and two corrections, and then we've got a couple of things to talk about in news, but nothing crazy. So let's start off with follow-ups. We got the first trailer for He-Man, Masters of the Universe, Revelations, the Netflix animated series done show ran by Kevin Smith, and there's been some controversy that has come out since the release. So first off, it has been unearthed that Kevin Smith may or may not have lied about his Masters of the Universe fandom, because back in 2013, he tweeted something along the lines of, "Never been a huge Masters of the Universe fan, but go check out this art display." I'm paraphrasing, but that is basically what the text said. And then when he got the gig to showrun this, he's all about the MOTU, and he's all about He-Man and all of this and all of that. And then the other thing that he may or may not have been a little disingenuous about is the direction of the series. So judging by this trailer that they've released, as well as the synopsis that Netflix has recently released, sorry, that's a lot of weird words. It seems that early rumors saying that Teela was going to be the focus of this series and not He-Man were correct. Judging by what we see in the trailer, it's a little more evident in the first half of the trailer, and then they have that weird reveal halfway through. Go click the link and watch it, but like, it's a little weird there. But then also, the synopsis doesn't really mention Adam or He-Man necessarily. Mentions Skeletor, mentions Teela, and how Teela is going to be the one that saves everything. So very peculiar. It sounds, and this is just me parsing things together, it sounds like the first half of the series is going to focus a lot on Adam and the Sword of Power and Skeletor trying to get his hands on it. Something seems to happen to Adam halfway through the series, and Teela has to come through and save the day because Skeletor somehow gets the Sword of Power. I hope I'm wrong, but it seems like that's what's lining up. That's all we've got right now. Anything beyond that is even more speculation, so we're moving on. Our next follow-up has to do with Andor. This one's actually pretty cool. Forrest Whitaker is coming back as Saw Gerrera. Well, Saw Gerrera is coming back. I did not see an official announcement that said Forrest Whitaker would be playing him. It is presumed that he will be playing him, but again, no official announcement just yet. The character, though, officially will be back for the Andor series. Our next follow-up has to do with Resident Evil. They did some casting announcements for the rest of the primary cast. We already know Lance Reddick will be playing Albert Wesker. And then we also have Ella Balinska. I'm sorry about the mispronunciation of these names, but Ella Balinska, Tamara Smart, Sienna Gudong, Adela Rudolph, and Paulo Nunez. Most of those were presumably going to be playing Albert Wesker's children, because we do know that this series is focusing on Wesker and his kids. Though, judging by the pictures of the cast all in, you know, all together and doing things, it seems that maybe some of those are going to be our main protagonists, even though the series is about Wesker. Wesker is a bad guy and so on and so forth. So, yeah, they haven't announced exactly who any of them are going to be, except for, obviously, the guy playing Wesker. What's his name? Reddick. There we go. So we will be keeping tabs. We're moving on. Next, we're talking about The Flash. And this is our first correction of the episode. I did say in, I think it was the last episode. It might have been the episode previous, how The Flash has gone beyond Arrow. So it should be called The Flash Universe. I misspoke. Assuming that season 8 is the last of The Flash, then it will have run as long as Arrow. So shout outs to the guys over at the Bright Side Chat, who are part of the Nerdy Legion podcast network that I am also a part of. Yeah, those guys are the ones that sent me over the correction. So thank you very much, gentlemen. You didn't sign it with who it was specifically, so I can't call you out by name. But either way, there it is. And then our other correction is really just a silly brain fart that I had in the last episode. Cowboy Bebop, John Cho is playing Spike. Ryan or Brian? Where did I get Ryan Cho? I don't even know. But yeah, John Cho, moving on. Proper news now. We have a new Castlevania series coming to Netflix. Another animated series that is going to be a spinoff of the previous series that just came to an end. And this one is going to revolve, as this is as much detail as they made in the announcement. This series is going to revolve around characters who were made popular in Symphony of the Night and Rondo of Blood. So yes, please, a little bit more, thank you. And then our final piece has to do with Ted, the rated R comedy movie about a talking stuffed animal. That's right, Ted, from the mind of Seth MacFarlane, is getting a series over on Paramount. Peacock. Peacock is ordered straight to series, a prequel, rather, series for Ted. So probably not going to see Mila Kunis or Mark Wahlberg in this because it's a prequel. We're probably going to get a younger version of our main character, John, which means all of the rest of that can still hold up and we won't have this weird disconnect anyway. So yeah, Ted coming to Peacock. That is the end of TV streaming, nerds. Okay, running short on time, but I don't have a whole lot left. So in movies, real quick, we have two follow-ups. First is Aquaman 2, finally got a subtitle as Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. That has been announced. Our second is a trailer for the new Fear Street trilogy of movies coming to Netflix. Go watch it, because R.L. Stine made my youth, majority of my youth, pretty awesome and scary. So yes, please, and thank you. And then our one piece of actual news for this section has to do with The Lord of the Rings. We're in movies, what the heck? Lord of the Rings is getting a new animated series as announced by Warner Brothers just recently. It's going to be called The War of Rohirrim. I know I'm going to get some Lord of the Rings nerds out there who are telling me I'm pronouncing it wrong, and I apologize. It's going to focus on the Third Age, the tale of Helm Hammerhand, the King of Rohan. Again, all we know right now, aside from the fact that it's going to be animated, I don't know if I mentioned that at the beginning of it, but that is where that sits. So now we're moving right along. And it's rumor time, baby. All right, rumor mill is short. I'm digging real hard, I promise. So rumor mill, we have first rumor has also to do with the new Flash movie. This one is that Cyborg, Ray Fisher, is going to be recast for this movie. This one should come as no surprise. If Cyborg is in this movie, it kind of stands to reason they wouldn't use Ray Fisher because of all of the nonsense and the drama and the things and the stuff. So yeah, this one holds some water. I can't say that we know that Cyborg is going to be in this. He did seem to play a pretty big part in the Snyder cut, but like that's probably not going to really factor into this. So likelihood here, I can't go above 50%. There's just way too many variables in this. Aside from the fact that we know that Warner Brothers doesn't like Ray Fisher, I just don't think that Cyborg is really going to factor into this story. So it's kind of a moot point. Our next rumor has to do with the Joker 2. This one's pretty interesting. This rumor says that Joker 2 is going to be based on the Three Jokers story arc that came out not that long ago on the DC Black Label. Three Jokers was a great book, but it's way too early to speculate. Maybe that's one of the things they're considering, but like to say definitively, this is what's going to happen, it's way too early to call that. So likelihood that that's the case, even in the long run, is pretty slim, even though it's a great thought. So I'm putting this one, I'm going to kick this down to about 20% likelihood that this is the direction they're going. Our next piece actually is a really, really old movie, technically. It's Nosferatu. There's kind of two rumors here. A, that Nosferatu is getting a reboot of sorts or another version. And B, that they're looking at Robert freaking Pattinson to play the Nosferatu. Likelihood that we're getting a Nosferatu, pretty strong. I think that's, you know, this Halloween season, maybe next Halloween season, it sees the light of day. Yeah, that makes sense. Probably like 65% likelihood that that's somewhere in the works, somewhere in Hollywood. Robert Pattinson as the titular creature, who, as his last foray into the vampire universe was not the greatest. I'm putting that at about 10%, and I think that's being generous. Moving on to our final rumor, it's actually a video game rumor, and that is based on the Mario and Rabbids game that we got just, I believe it was about a year and a half ago, a little while before COVID hit. We now are getting a sequel, according to the rumor. There wasn't much more detail to it than that, so we can't really say one way or the other. It did do pretty well, both very popular franchises, so no reason why it should be super low. So we're going to put this one at 50% because it could really go either way. And that is the end of the Rumor Mill, nerds. And that does it for this episode of Headlines, nerds, for more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture. Jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other awesome podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the nerd news or do just some other generally nerdy things, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.